Welcome to We Will Stand on the Mormon Channel from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We Will Stand is a program of faith, hope, and joy for young women around the world. When you are in the service of your fellow beings, you are only in the service of your God. It takes a life devoted to service to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. It's through our service that we can bring joy to others and feel true happiness in our own lives. In this program, we will share ideas of how we can serve others and discuss the importance prayer plays in order to seek out these opportunities.
My name is Christine Van Wagenen, and I currently serve on the Young Women General Board. I am here this afternoon with beautiful young women whose eyes are radiant and whose smiles are bright. Thank you for coming and joining me here this afternoon. We are here to talk about one of the standards that is probably most everyone's favorite. Well, maybe not as favorite as dating, but it's one of our favorite, and that is talking about service. And so I have today Lauren, and I have Robin, and I have Sydney. So why don't you girls introduce yourselves and tell us something fun about you, and then we'll proceed with our discussion.
I'm Lauren Van Rosendahl. I love to play tennis, and I also love to play the violin.
Thank you. Robin?
I'm Robin Bonds, and I'm 16 years old and a junior in high school. I have swam on the swim team all 3 years and enjoy swimming and lifeguarding.
Thank you.
I'm Sydney Klingler, and I am a senior in high school. I enjoy swimming, and it's my fourth year on the swim team, and I love to watch baseball.
Very fun. Well, girls, thank you so much for being here today. I know you feel really bad you had to miss some school, but we're glad you're here anyway. So let's talk about service. We've participated in service projects in your ward or in your family. Tell me about some of the things that you have done as a group as far as a service project is concerned. Lauren, have you participated in a service project, a big one?
In school last year, I was part of, it's called NJHS, and it's where you serve and you do a lot of things in school. And we got to make kits for people in Africa and write notes to soldiers. And we also got clothes for people in the community.
How did that feel to participate in that project?
It felt really good because I knew that I was helping other people. And I got to work with my friends and got to meet new people. And I just had a good feeling inside.
It's kind of amazing when we serve how we feel. I've recognized in my personal life that when I serve, it's really not a sacrifice after all, because we're twice blessed. Because we, first of all, we participate. And second, we can see the reward for what we have done for others. Has anyone ever been of service to you, Robin?
A few years ago, our house was flooding, and a lot of the neighbor boys and older men came and lifted all of our stuff out of our basement while I was home alone, and it just felt really nice to know that they were there for me when I needed them.
And so service comes back around, doesn't it? And it's something that we do for each other. Service is not necessarily what we do, but it's what we become while we are participating in that service opportunity. Are there things that we can do to prepare to be of service to others? What types of skills or attitudes or opportunities do you think we can participate in to prepare to be of better service to others? Any thoughts?
I think we need to want to serve, because if we go and help people and we have a bad attitude, it's like a chore, mm-hmm. and we won't receive the blessing. So if we develop a want and a love for other people, then we'll want to serve and we'll receive blessings.
That's excellent. Anybody else want to comment on that? Yes, go ahead.
I think along with that, having a willingness to do what's necessary and what other people ask you to do, so that way other people can receive the blessings of your service.
Thank you. Yes, Robin?
I just think that along with those, you need to be spiritually like ready to accept the knowledge that other people need your service in their lives.
And so where do we get that knowledge about where we need to go and serve? Where does that come from?
Well, I think when you're reading your scriptures and praying, you can feel in the spirit in your life telling you who you need to serve or who you need to help.
That's exactly right. When we are saying our prayers and reading our scriptures and trying to keep the standards and keep our covenants, then we are entitled to the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it is the Holy Ghost that can direct us as to what we need to do. In the Strength of Youth pamphlet, let's just read part of this because I think it's really good. The scripture that is quoted at the very beginning, it says, "When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God." Well, that gives service a whole other dimension, doesn't it? It's not just about doing some nice thing for someone or, you know, doing your chores because you're supposed to, but it brings another dimension in. Let's talk about that for just a minute. So if we are in the service of our Heavenly Father when we are serving others, how does that change things for you?
Personally, I become more willing to do things, and I become more willing to give it 100%.
Oh, that's good. Instead of being required. When we are serving, are we becoming different than we were maybe before we started to serve? How does that change us?
I become happier as I serve.
Really? But isn't service kind of work? Don't you have to go out of your way? Do things that you don't know how to do?
Honestly, I think those kinds of things make it more fun because you're trying something new and you're doing something that's benefiting someone else. And then through that, you're also receiving blessings and you're serving Heavenly Father.
So what are some of the ways that we can serve? Because we want to feel better, we want to feel happy, and we want to be of service to our Heavenly Father. And so when we have that great attitude, then He understands that we appreciate the blessings that we have had. And President Monson talks a lot about expressing gratitude, doesn't he? To look for the good things that have happened in our life. And so that is a way that we can express our gratitude is by being of service. So let's talk a little bit about some of your personal experiences as you have gone out and served. Who wants to start?
In Girls Camp this last summer, I was able to be a youth camp leader. I had been looking forward to this since I was a beehive of 12, and it had really made camp seem like it was the most fun thing in the world. And when we got there, it was so much more than we expected. We didn't realize just how much service we would be offering these girls. So throughout the week, I really saw how much the girls were impacted by the Spirit and by all the things that we were learning. And it had become really personal to me just how much these girls were being able to connect with the Spirit in the way that they did and connect with the world around them in the way that we always read about in the scriptures and in church magazines and things like that. And I really grew to love these girls in a different way than I ever thought I would.
That is fabulous. What a great opportunity. So do you want to go back and be a YCL next year?
I would love to.
Because it was a great experience. And did you gain any skills by doing this service as a YCL?
I learned how to shoot a bow and arrow.
There you go.
And I also learned that a big part of offering service is knowing when to be a leader and when to let someone else lead.
Fabulous. Thank you for sharing. Lauren, what have you done in a service that has really changed you or has helped you?
When I was a beehive, I had the opportunity to be the beehive class president. So I got to serve the girls and also my leaders. I got to know the girls better. I tried to help them with personal progress. And I also had the opportunity to serve my leaders by following through with responsibilities, doing things without them asking, preparing activities to help the girls so that I could serve them.
Wow. And so while you were a class president, did you feel like you got to know the girls a little bit better because you were serving them?
Yeah, I did. I got to figure out what was going on in their life, and I tried to help them, and now I am a lot better friends with them.
And so you're more unified. And so what kind types of skills did you learn while you were being of service? Can you think of one or two?
I learned how to be a leader because I had to create activities and be the leader of the group, I had to do everything, and I wanted to so that my leaders could have a little break.
Oh, that's darling of you to say. And so we see by being of service that you are can learn skills along the way and that you can develop relationships. Thank you. Robin?
A couple of years ago, my grandpa was diagnosed with dementia. And these last 6 months, he's been more homebound. He can't leave his house, and someone has to stay home with him at all times. And my grandma couldn't leave to do her groceries and her shopping that she needed to. So I started going over once or twice a week for a couple of hours at a time to watch him and to stay with him. And more in the summer when I didn't have school, I would go over there for longer times. And I would just stay there so my grandma could get away for a little bit and she could do what she needed to do. And I learned a lot by serving and just by being there and getting to know what my grandparents needed at the time that they needed it. And I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. I think you said something that's very interesting, is that you learned through observing what it is that they needed and that you were able to understand and then perhaps do something. In this last conference, Sister Burton, the General Relief Society president, said, first observe and then serve. And I think that you've demonstrated that beautifully, that you, found out what they needed, and then to move ahead and do something about it. Once again, the Holy Ghost is our guide, isn't he? He is the one who can say, this is the person who needs help. Even if you don't know exactly what to do, you can always show up. Just if we show up, that is showing that we care and that can answer someone else's prayer. Sometimes we don't even have to know what to do, because the Lord will direct us. And we've been promised that as we live true and faithful, that we will have the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost. And so we don't always have to go too far outside of our sphere of life to find someone or some way to serve. And so congratulations. You girls have caught the vision, if you will, of what it is that we are trying to do as we serve. I can tell by looking into your faces that you are virtuous young women. Sister Dalton teaches us that one virtuous young woman can change the world with the help of the Lord. And so as we go forward to serve, we forget about who we are for a moment. We don't care about what's happening to ourselves. We are more interested in how we can be of service and be Heavenly Father's hands in blessing the lives of others. President Kimball said, the Lord is very aware of us, each one of us, and He knows our needs, and He usually uses other people to bless our lives. And so as we develop skills, as we develop attitudes, as we encourage those around us to participate in serving one another, then we become daughters of God. So that is why we have service that's incorporated into For the Strength of Youth. When you are out and about and you see people who might need help, are you kind of concerned about maybe embarrassing them or being embarrassed yourself or not knowing what to do? And so you kind of hesitate to do something. Have you ever experienced anything like that? You're nodding your heads, but we can't hear that.
Okay. I think that everyone experiences that a little bit. You don't want to embarrass the other person by helping them, and you don't want to embarrass yourself by maybe offering help when they're too proud to accept it, maybe. Mm-hmm. But offering it is always better than letting it go unoffered and letting them not get the opportunity of help they need in their life.
I think that's excellent attitude, because sometimes a smile is a great service to someone who is feeling down. Sometimes we just need to know that we're loved and that we're cared about. And Heavenly Father has given us so much that we have great opportunity to share with others. Now, if I was bold, I'd have us sing a song together right now, but you're all looking at me like, please don't. But do we sing any hymns that talk about service or talk about gratitude? Can you think of one?
Count Your Many Blessings.
That's right. Count Your Many Blessings. Name them one by one, and we can see what the Lord has done in our personal lives. I don't know about you, but when I count my blessings, it really motivates me to go out and share with other people. Don't you think? And I think that when we are sharing with other people, something does happen to us. We become happier, don't we? You can hardly do something for someone else and have it not come right back at you to really bless your life. Well, we've talked about big service projects. We've talked about serving as in a class presidency. We've talked about serving at camp. And we've even talked about serving an individual. But what can you do on a daily basis when you go to school? How can you be of service at school? What kind of ideas? Let's brainstorm for a minute. What do you think? Yes.
Yeah, service, it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can just be a little thing, and it can really change someone's life. So at school, you could smile, say hi, compliment, and an important thing is if someone's sitting alone, you can invite them, or if they look sad, because it can really change their life and turn what their thoughts are around.
To something more positive, right?
Yeah.
Which one of us hasn't sat at the lunch table hoping that someone would come and sit by us? You know, that's a tremendous service just to say, hey, come be with us, especially in high school. Robin.
Going along with what Lauren said, this year, the first day of school, two new girls who both came from different schools, different high schools, one from California and one from farther over in town, came and we invited them to sit with us at our table, and we are now really good friends, and we got to know them very well, and it was just an amazing opportunity to think that if we wouldn't have invited them to sit with us on that first day when they looked lonely, that we wouldn't be able to sit with them now and have a great time together.
That's amazing. I bet they were so thrilled that they were invited to come and that now they have friends. And you have new friends, too. See, once again, it comes back.
It does, because adding friendship to your life, like when you invite someone to sit with you, you don't just change their life, you change yours, too.
Well said. Well said.
One of the biggest acts of service that I've noticed is really, really simple. Just having a happy attitude. Being willing to smile and meaning it, really being positive in your attitude and encouraging others and doing the simple things such as encouraging someone to go to a church meeting or go to class, and rather than skip or anything like that, encourage people to attend seminary and simply give them the positive reinforcement behind that decision.
I think just being a friend, just choosing to be a friend to those around you, and those friendshiping skills are really important. They mean a lot, and they don't take time. They really don't take money. They don't take hardly any resources. But as you taught us very beautifully, it's all about our attitude. It's a choice. It is a choice. And that as we continue to serve those around us, Robin said, Lauren said, we become happier. You know, it's just the way we are. So we know how we can serve at school every day. What about in your own home? Is there anything that we can do within our families that can be of service?
One of the hardest things for me is to get along with my brother. It's always been a little tricky because we're the two youngest. And but as we try harder to get along and we simply involve each other in the things that we do. I'll play video games with him if he watches baseball with me or anything like that. And we develop shared interests and we actually become friends, which is a service to our parents and our siblings because the house is more peaceful.
That's a great, great teaching. Thank you. Anybody else? How do you serve in your family? Lauren?
To serve in the family, you can do things without being asked, so it helps your parents. Mm-hmm. And you can also have a good attitude with everything, and so you can compliment your parents or your siblings and try to do fun things with them so that the house is a happy place and it brings the spirit.
That's wonderful. Now, you have two younger brothers, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that sometimes a challenge for you?
Yeah, because we all have different likes and dislikes, so we have to try to not offend each other and get along.
But I can tell that you are probably a pretty good little peacemaker in your home. I try. You're great. Robin, I know that you have a really busy schedule. I mean, you swim early in the morning, you said, and so how can you be of service? You're really busy. You're doing really great things, but how can you be of service in your family?
I think being willing to help when asked, like things as simple as setting the table for dinner or offering to teach a family home evening so your parents don't have to, or just spending time with them as much time as you have, spend it together, because like the other two girls said, it just makes your home happier.
And I think that we are the bright light, are we not? Sister Dalton says we have to put on our shiny and get out there and serve. I know that we have a Heavenly Father who loves us and that He has provided opportunities for us to become like our Savior Jesus Christ. And as we live the gospel and as we keep our covenants and as we strive to live the standards with all diligence, that we can become daughters of God as we share our time and our talents and our enthusiasm and our good attitudes in serving one another. We can truly be of service to those around us. May the Lord bless you. I know that He will, because this is His work as you go forward and continue to serve. Thank you so much for being here today.
You've been listening to We Will Stand on the Mormon Channel from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Join us each week as young women from around the world share their hopes, struggles, and triumphs. Remember, you can take us with you anywhere by downloading this program at mormonchannel.org.